Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. You will be a test. This is School Talk.
You can also get your cell phone, too. Take your seat and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is not Emerson, and, well, Emerson's a little under the weather this morning, so we gave him the morning off. Get well, Emerson, if you're out there. My name's John Easter. I'm the general manager of WBDG, and our phone number, of course, is 244-9234. That's 244-WBDG, and our email, if you want to talk about School Talk, is schooltalk1@yahoo.com. And again, we've got our senior producer back there behind the board, Cole Bartek.
That's right.
Cole Bartek.
Right.
Go that way, too.
Yeah.
Senior at Avon High School.
Yeah.
So welcome in, Area 31 student.
Thank you.
We also have our junior here, our senior. I lied. We have our other senior producer. Why did I say junior? I'm losing my mind. I'm old. But Kayla Kelly is here. You can't hear her because she doesn't have a microphone. But she's over there in the corner, and so Cole's behind the board. What's going on today, Cole?
Well, on the...
on that thing. Yeah. Oh, I was just going to ask you what's going on. You're going to go ahead and go to the big board.
Oh, I thought that's what you were implying. Oh, tonight, Ben Davis at Warren Central. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. and kickoff is at 7. Me, Corey, Justin, and Jeremiah, I believe, are doing the game.
And I got a bone to pick. Oh, you're going tonight?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Guess I better tell him.
All right.
They're warned.
Yeah, I'm good for tonight. No band.
Okay. All right.
Inside Ben Davis football.
I got a bone to pick.
Okay.
Dave Calabro. He was over there at Warren this morning. Had the Warren war paint on.
I saw that.
I mean, it's okay, Dave. We understand, you know, it's part of the job, but you didn't have to put the war paint on.
Right. A little too far.
All right, Dave.
Inside Ben Davis football, live from Arby's. That airs 7 p.m. on Tuesdays. And fall break starts October 8th to October 24th. No school during those 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to do the couple of additions to the big board that I have here. Of course, tonight is the fall dinner show for the Ben Davis Choir. You're listening on Friday. I believe that's 7 o'clock. I think it's the fall dinner show. I don't know. That sounds late for dinner. Maybe a little earlier than that. I'll tell you, if you don't know, call the school and ask Mrs. Edwards because she knows all. So Mrs. Edwards knows everything. And of course, homecoming's coming up next week. The big theme's under the big top, under the rooftop, it says on the website. But mix and match is your Monday clothing day, so find something to mix and match. I do that every day. Tie-dye is Tuesday. Elderly, nobody can dress like me on Wednesday, all right? So I'm out for that one. Class colors will be Thursday and blackout Friday. They have some really cool shirts this year for homecoming. So big dance is Saturday, and that's coming up. Also, just keep in mind, as you're thinking about things, the first week of October is parent-teacher conferences, and I know it's student-led conferences at the ninth grade center, but here at Ben Davis, it's the parent-teacher conferences, and they're coming up that first week of October, so keep that in mind as you plan. I believe they're Wednesday and Thursday here at the high school. I think student-led conferences are all week, correct?
Wednesday and Thursday for us,
Wednesday
too.
And Thursday? All right, so a little bit of addition to the big board. And you've already heard him there. He is the our guest today on School Talk. He's the principal You know what we always do? We have a principal in here. You know what we always do?
Whoa!
Oh, hey, he pushed the button. There's also... We also have the principal of the Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center, Mr. Steve Samuels, with us. How are you, Mr. Samuel?
Fantastic. Thank you for the warm welcome.
Yeah. Well, welcome to School Talk. And, yeah, we always we always play Hail to the Chief. We have a principal with us. So thanks for joining us this early morning. And we know you got lots of great things going on at the Ninth Grade Center. And this was actually a crowdsourced show.
That's right.
This was requested.
I got volunteered.
Yeah, you got volunteered. Someone said, hey, you got to get Mr. Samuel on. We're doing great things over here at the Ninth Grade Center. And, you know, we were just talking off air before... before the show, this is what, the 11th year for the Ninth Grade Center?
11 in the books. This is number 12.
Wow. Wow. And I can remember watching them build the Ninth Grade Center. Just, it seemed like they had just gotten done with the high school, and then, boom, they were building the Ninth Grade Center. Now, for those that went through Wayne like me, I went through here in the late 80s. Actually, I was a elementary student through the 80s. I believe I started in 1980 at Chapelwood and in kindergarten, and then I graduated in 1993 from Ben Davis High School. So, you know, I'm a 80s and 90s kid, but we went to Chapelwood, then I went to Fulton, yep, where I was a 7th and 8th grader and a 9th grader. That's at right. Fulton. Then I came to Ben Davis as a sophomore, and the 9th grade center kind of restructured everything a little bit. We went from the 3 junior highs to 2 middle schools, and now here we are with the Ninth Grade Center. So talk about the structure and how that changed. Some people may not even be aware still.
Absolutely.
That it changed.
Yeah, historically, so as you mentioned, 3, 7, 8, 9 buildings, and when that shift occurred, went to 2 7th and 8th and a 9th grade building on the Ben Davis High School campus here. And I think that's, you know, a huge piece for who we are and what we do, that we want to be connected to what Ben Davis High School is doing. You know, as freshmen, our students are high school students. And so having them in this environment as opposed to with 7th and 8th grade peers, we certainly see lots of results in data over the last 12 years that would indicate that helps our students a great deal, helps them focus on the fact that they're earning credits every day in class, and that there are so many opportunities from an extracurricular perspective that they have access to being here on this campus. And, you know, Mrs. Squire here at the high school has been extremely gracious. You know, she reached out, you know, when I took over as the principal, and really said, you know, why don't we have freshmen that have access to every club and every activity here at the high school? And I said, you know, that's a great question. I don't know. Let's go ahead and make that reality. And so, you know, we work with Mr. Clodfelter and Ms. Squire. We try to get communication out to our students on those clubs so that they can feel involved and connected to the high school experience from day one, not from day one of sophomore year.
And I know, too, you know, in our program, when students have been identified by the WNGC Academy as, you know, well, this student might help you out. I know we had Corey Vervinkt was one of those students, and now Corey's a senior, so he's been in our program officially for 2 years, but has helped us out in an extracurricular manner for 2 years as a producer and a game caller for some of our sports. So it is great to have the Ninth Grade Center there, because it used to be, I mean, you didn't have any interaction when you had the 3 junior highs. You really didn't have any interaction with the, you know, the
tough to get them on right. campus even.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Fulton was the closest one, but South Wayne and BDJ were both quite some distance away.
Absolutely. And that's the other thing. I think, you know, a lot of people know our structure, but we are at the Freshman Center. We're organized in 7 career themed academies. One of those being our university academy. So students who go to Ben Davis University High School, and the other 6 focused on various things. One of those being WNGC, that's focused on media and broadcasting. Excuse me. And we're certainly, you know, as you mentioned, Corey's a great example. I'm sure a kid like Nick Brown from last year, who's a current sophomore, is, you know, we see kids who get a head start, hopefully, get a lot of exposure to those career paths, and then can get involved with the experts here at Ben Davis High School to continue that experience.
Yeah, that's one thing that it says. I know in your annual report, I took a look at that, that it's not just a wing. You know, sometimes a school will build a freshman wing, or they'll build a senior wing. You know, sometimes it goes either way. A lot of times they go with the seniors or the freshmen, but it's actually something the district put a lot more time into than just building a place to house the freshmen.
Absolutely. We're unique. We're the only school in the state that I'm aware of that's a freshman center who's a standalone school, has their own school code. And so, you know, with that comes, you know, our size helps. You know, we've got 1,200 freshmen walking through our halls. And so, you know, while compared to Ben Davis High School, that's not quite as big. We're still bigger than a large majority of high schools. That would be comprehensive 9 through 12 high schools in the state. And so our ability to shrink that school and help students get off to a good start in their high school careers is really what the building's all about. And the academies give us a lot of help doing that. And, you know, our teachers do a fantastic job of exposing students to those career paths and working to connect them, you know, most importantly, to how important getting off to a good start as a high school student is.
Now, there are some classes that I know where freshmen can take actual classes here at the high school, I think. What are some of the programs that they're directly involved in?
As the high school and ninth grade center have evolved, we started off completely separate for all programs, band, orchestra, choir, specifically. As that has evolved, we've realized that we can better leverage that programming by combining it and having kind of a consistent, you know, program 9 through 12, and so. Freshman band students come over to the high school, work with Mr. Cole and his staff, and our freshman choir students come over and work with Mrs. Harrison and her staff, while Ben Davis High School students come to our building for orchestra to work with Mrs. Noble. And so so we certainly find areas where we have an opportunity to make that connection where it makes sense for our kids and the experience that they're going to get 9 through 12.
Now, Michaela, you are a alumnus of the ninth grade center.
Yes.
And you got a lot out of your time there.
Yes.
What's it like for a student at the ninth grade center?
Well, I was on the BDU Academy, so I was planning on going to the university until I realized how many programs we had here. So then that's why I switched and just started at BD. But, I mean, yeah, it helps you when you're riding the bus with the older kids. You're not the big dog at the junior high anymore. You're back on the lowest of the totem pole. So I guess being getting to know your classes better, like, I know, like, they don't hold your hand as much as they did the junior high, but I guess it is just a bigger, it's an easier flow of transition to get into the high school. Because I know when I came in as a sophomore, I wasn't scared like I was when I was a junior, because I was taking the classes that a high school student would take. I wasn't taking like the basic level like I was in junior high. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, they help you flow along into the high school, which I think was helped a lot, honestly.
Do you have any questions while you've been sitting over?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I was lucky to have, I had Michaela's sister in class when I was a teacher back at Lyndhurst. So we had an instant connection when she walked through our doors a few years ago. Uh-huh. But she hit on some key points too. You know, the flexibility of those academies and what that means for students as they proceed through 10 through 12. She was in our university academy, but probably got to hear a lot of presentations about electives here at Ben Davis High School, the Career Center, because we still include those students in that conversation. You know, our goal is not to feed a specific program. Our goal is to feed every program. And so that's a great example of the work that our counseling staff does and that our business teachers actually do to help get students exposed to all those opportunities so that they can make an educated choice on what they want to do. Because at the end of the day, I always tell parents when we have our eighth grade parents in, there's two really important things that might happen as a freshman for your students. They're going to find a passion they want to pursue for the rest of their life, or they're going to find something that they know they don't want to pursue because they've gotten exposure to it. And both of those things are very positive, and we want to encourage that.
How when you have, by the way, if you're just joining us, we're joined today on School Talk by Steve Samuel. He's the principal of Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center, which is just on the same property here as Ben Davis High School. When you were about halfway through the show, too, which it goes past, because I've got all these questions, I'm trying to think which ones to ask. What do you think is the big misconception about the Ninth Grade Center when people are talking about it? What, I don't want to say what's your pet peeve, but what's sure. the biggest misconception about the Ninth Grade Center?
That's a great question. I think, and Michaela hit on it a little bit, it's we are the ultimate transition. We live in a state of transition. We're getting kids onboarded into our building, and then we flip a switch in December and we start talking 10th grade scheduling, and we're transitioning kids to the rest of their high school career. And then in January, we have 8th grade parents in to start their process, 8 into 9. And so what I think is hard for people to understand when they think about our building is we're that bridge from the 7th and 8th grade buildings. And she mentioned it, and unprompted, I promise, but she talked about how
she didn't know she was going on.
We hold their hands a little bit less than they do at the 7th and 8th grade buildings. And I think probably 10 through 12, you know, everybody would love to have, you know, students who come in are focused every day and ready to go and have all these skills and knowledge that we want them to have. But, you know, we take, you know, our students from that 7th and 8th grade model where even passing periods look quite a bit different, whereas we have an entire building that kids can get to and have classes in. And so we try to be aware of that and know that while there are sometimes we might want to restrict things, that it's really important for our kids to experience that independence, and we can help them learn to make the right choices as far as, you know, how they're using their passing period, how they're developing study skills, how they're attacking and thinking about, you know, where they're going to go for the rest of their high school career.
Well, it's kind of like you have a bunch of marbles, and when you get to Ben Davis High School, you drop the marbles and those kids go everywhere.
Absolutely.
And because there are so many opportunities here at the high school, you don't just want them to go everywhere. You want to give them that direction. And that's kind of what the Ninth Grade Center does.
Absolutely. And you know, without getting into a whole lot of details, each of our academies are going to, you know, for instance, our STEM Academy, those kids are going to have opportunities every Friday to interact with, you know, items from the STEM field. Our Health and Human Services Academy is going to have a guest speaker in every Friday from that field. So last week they had a deputy prosecutor from Marion County. The week before that they have an IU Health employee. Next week I know they're going to have a friend of mine who's a deputy prosecutor in Delaware County up in Muncie. So our kids are getting lots of exposure so that they can make those choices when they think about that path they want to take for the rest of their life, but especially 10 through 12. And yeah, the converse is that we have 1,200 freshmen trying to run around a 4,200 student high school and try to find direction and try to find connection with teachers. Whereas, you know, our academy structure with about 170 kids that share 6 teachers, you know, every day, we really have the ability to see what those kids need and collaborate as adults and work with those students to give them what they need to get off to that good start.
And again, the Ninth Grade Center is not just a wing. It's its own self-contained building.
Yeah, and the block schedule. Right. Yeah, so we're on a block 8. So we do 4 classes one day, 4 different classes the next, and then we repeat. And then we also have our impact period every morning, obviously, that students go to. So, you know, for us, you know, I know the high school is working through you know, the impact period, seeing great results, you know, this year through that. But that was a much bigger shift for the high school teachers than it was for us. We've had that period built in, but it really gave us an opportunity to refocus what we do during that time and what our students need.
So, and I know you wanted to maybe talk a little bit about the impact period. and what you guys do with it. We could do that. Well, why don't we take a 30-second break? We'll come back. We'll reset the board. I don't know what he means by that, but he always says that. And we'll be right back on School Talk.
What is wrong with you? You're worthless.
Stop trying so hard. It's pathetic. You're such a loser. Nobody even likes you.
You can't do anything right.
You're the worst person who ever lived.
You're such a freak. Why can't you be more like your brother?
You're a giant waste of space.
What makes you think you can hang with us?
Just hearing your voice gives me a headache.
You're trash. You'll never amount to
anything. God, you're such an idiot.
I wish you had never been born.
This is what bullying sounds like.
Are you listening?
And welcome back to School Talk on WBDG, Giant 90.9. Cole Bartek back behind the board this morning. Cole, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Anything you thought of while you've been sitting here?
I was just thinking that Avon doesn't really have, they don't have a ninth grade center. And I kind of wish that they did have something like that because for freshmen, we kind of take the same level of classes as junior high, as Michaela was saying. But if we had a ninth grade center, I would have liked that we kind of have a higher level classes and we kind of get that upper sophomore, junior year of high school experience before we get there. So I just kind of wish Avon had something like that, but I appreciate what Ben Davis is doing with that.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually visited Avon. We were when kind of the secondary redesign was going on over the last few years. That was a place we made a stop at to look at, you know, their programming with the senior. I think they call it the ASC. Is that correct?
ALC.
ALC.
Yeah.
You know, they have certainly have some great ideas there too. But we definitely feel very strongly about how our building serves our community and our needs and our kids.
When you you say you don't hold the, and this was Michaela's term, you don't hold the hand so much of the seventh and eighth graders, but yet you do kind of provide a bridge, a structure where you have kind of you're pushing them towards the high school with all these new ideas and new things and new horizons that they could do once they reach Ben Davis. But you still have the structure of the academies and the kind of like the, not necessarily the teams that they had at the junior highs, but you kind of maintain that the structure a little bit. How important is that
That's huge. Teams? That's kind of that's the foundation really for everything that we do. You know, that structure really is what the building and the experience for our freshman students is built around. So again, math, science, social studies, language arts, business, and a health and PE teacher are going to share those 170 students along with two elective courses. So, you know, our ability to see what kids need is accelerated because there's six adults that are with that kid every day that can say, hey, we gotta, you know, get, you know, Johnny in and get his parents in. So we can talk about, hey, these are some things we've got to grow on if we're going to be successful. And here's how we can help, but here's what we need to see, you know, on a daily basis with us. And, you know, so, you know, lots of processes, you know, that the safety net here at the high school and all those things. A lot of that is mirrored, but it's on a much more intimate level because of that academy structure. When we can break it down to a lot less kids, we can hopefully get a lot more purposeful because, you know, as I'm sure you see, you know, 15-year-olds, and if they're like me, there's going to be some opportunities for poor choices or maybe learning experiences, however you want to look at it. And, you know, our job is to help them through that and hopefully guide them in the right direction on those things.
What, as you've been principal now, is it third year?
Fourth year.
At the ninth grade center, I think you're what, the fourth principal that building?
Should be third. So third Mr. Principal. Taylor, Mrs. Doherty, who's now BDU, and then to me.
How has the mission at all changed from what it started to be? Maybe that's a hard question.
No, that's perfect
to ask or to answer since you haven't been there since the, you know, Mr. Taylor being the first principal, still in the district, by the way, at the central office, but. How has the mission changed over the 12 years?
I think the biggest shift in the mission was the addition of our academy structure, those career-themed academies. So before we had that structure, we were teamed. So, you know, very similar to what you would experience at the 7th and 8th grade buildings. You know, students end up on a team. There's not a whole lot of direction to that other than we know they're going to get the foundational courses they have to have as a freshman. Whereas now, over the last 6 years, we've shifted to this career-themed academies and the experience of our students then and the exposure that they get to those career themes has kind of, I think, continued to shift, you know, what we do. Our main mission, it will always be to get kids on track to graduate. And that really is all about allowing kids to leverage the programming at Ben Davis High School. And that's what we spend a lot of time explaining to our students is you got to get these foundational courses in the book. You got to get your credit, keep that GPA up, because that's what gives you the gateway to do all this exploring in 10 through 12. If you're retaking freshman English, then you're going to lose out on, you know, mass media, and you're not going to have those opportunities. And so we've got to get them with those credits in the book so they can leverage that.
Yeah, you have them for 1 year. You ever wish you had them for more?
No, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we try to be really purposeful about. You know, our teachers need the affirmation of seeing kids grow for more than 9 months. And so we work hard to you know, find examples of seniors who, you know, maybe were still finding themselves as freshmen, but are just knocking it out of the park as seniors, and tell our teachers, hey, do you remember all the work you put in with this young man or this young woman? And, you know, sometimes it's hard when we put that work in and then we start it again every year and then just let the kids go, seeing the success that our students have, because our students do amazing things. And, you know, so we work hard to connect them with that senior experience and what kids at the high school and Ben Davis University High School are doing, because there's so many positive things going on.
And we are almost out of time. What kind of results have we seen from the ninth grade center? They're measurable.
Yeah. So, you know, that we always, we obviously share a lot of data. You know, we as a freshman right. building, we're kind of an outcome oriented, you know, system here, obviously. So graduation rate is a huge one. And, you know, we work with Ben Davis University High School and Ben Davis High School on that data point. But we certainly have seen when the first ninth grade center graduating class went through, which I believe would have been, I think, the 09 or the 2010 class, you know, we see the graduation rate jump from the mid-60s up into the low 80s, and that's continued to climb until a couple of years ago, hitting 94%, and then hovering right in that area. And so we know that that's not unique to the work that we're doing, but we also know that we're a huge part of that, getting those students off to that start so that they can be on track to graduate. And then we know that that engagement they get from connecting with programming at the high school is huge. So that's the biggest piece, I think, you know, that graduation rate. And then there's a whole bunch of other peripheral things that come with that that we know are very powerful. But that's the one we hang our hat on. And I know, like I said, I know we work hand in hand, and that's a testament to a lot of work from teachers 10 through 12, as well as the work our freshman teachers do.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Steve Samuel, who's the principal of Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center. Anything else you'd like to add? Or
I appreciate you having me on here. It's a great opportunity to, I think, continue that conversation about how we can be, you know, more connected with the 10 through 12 high school over here. And you know, we certainly love what we're doing and where we fit in with Wayne Township students, and want to continue to provide the best experience we can.
Well, and we didn't even really get a chance to talk about all the extracurriculars you have. You have your own extracurriculars at the Ninth Grade Center. You know, from sports to everything else. So, do a great job. So we appreciate it.
We appreciate being on. We appreciate being a part of it.
All right. Well, I guess that's about time then to close us out. Yeah. And I'll do this, try to do this from memory. Emerson always has a little, outro he does. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their community. What you give out is what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Copy Mr. Samuel, copy Michaela, copy Cole, even sometimes copy Larry, Jeremiah, and Justin over here. But hey, just make sure you copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And young men, this is Emerson's passion. Be a man. Pull up your pants. You got to pull them up. We don't want to see your BBDs. All right. Pull up your pants. And Emerson will hopefully be back next week. As we'll, let's see. I should know, because I booked it, what School Talk is next week. It's just escaping me at the present time. And I'm stalling. So come on back. We'll talk about it next week on School Talk.